This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idsti. Four American soldiers were killed today when a car bomb exploded near an Iraqi checkpoint. Iraq warns the suicide bombing is just the beginning of a new campaign by forces loyal to Saddam Hussein. Despite that threat, U.S. military officials say they're making remarkable progress in the war, and they deny there's been any pause in the assault on Saddam's regime. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Iraq's vice president promises more suicide attacks, like the one that killed four American soldiers outside Najaf today. The soldiers were guarding a highway checkpoint when a man drove up in a taxi, signaled the soldiers to approach, then detonated an explosive. Iraq's vice president identified the bomber as an Iraqi army officer and said suicide attacks will now be routine military policy. At the Pentagon, Major General Stanley McChrystal said U.S. troops will have to be extra careful to defend themselves.
It looks and feels like terrorism. It doesn't affect the operation at large, but to protect our soldiers, it clearly requires great care.
In Baghdad today, mourners gathered in the marketplace, where dozens of people were killed last evening by what Iraq claims was a U.S. bombing raid. It's the second time this week Iraq has accused the U.S. of striking a crowded market. Central Command says it's still investigating the incidents. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark says the U.S. doesn't target civilians.
We go to extraordinary lengths to avoid civilian casualties. The overarching strategy, if you will, of the entire plan is to do it as quickly as possible, but balance that against our strong desire to have as few casualties as possible.
Iraqi forces continue to attack U.S. supply lines, but Central Command says the number of such attacks is decreasing. Major General Gene Renouart says despite what he calls Iraqi harassment, supplies continue to get through. There are anecdotal reports of some frontline forces running short of food and ammunition. Some Marines are down to just one meal a day. But General McChrystal insists there's no indication of widespread shortages.
I know that if it's Private McChrystal out there and he doesn't get all the MREs he wants, then there's a resupply problem for one person at least. The big answer is no, there's not a resupply problem.
Military officials also insist that they continue to put pressure on Saddam Hussein, even though for the moment U.S. ground forces have stopped their advance on Baghdad. Warplanes flew more than 1,000 sorties over Iraq yesterday, and last night more than 40 Apache helicopters went after Republican Guard troops outside Baghdad, destroying tanks and artillery pieces in what General Renouart called a very successful attack.
There's no pause on the battlefield. We conduct artillery raids. We conduct deep attacks like we did last night. We conduct long-range patrols in order to fix and identify where enemy formations may be. All of those things are part of the battlefield commander's tools, and so it would be unfair to characterize the fact that you don't see tanks rolling on every single day as any pause in the operation.
The Pentagon says nearly 100,000 U.S. and British troops are already in Iraq, with more on the way. Officials say the additional troops have been scheduled to head for Iraq for some time and that their deployment is not a reaction to the way the war has gone in its first 10 days. In his weekly radio address, President Bush said U.S. troops have continued a steady advance, but he warned of fierce battles still ahead.
We are now fighting the most desperate units of the dictator's army. The fighting is fierce and we do not know its duration, yet we know the outcome of this battle. The Iraqi regime will be disarmed and removed from power. Iraq will be free.
President Bush also promised to prosecute any Iraqis who commit war crimes. U.S. Marines today found the bodies of four people, thought to be U.S. service people, in shallow graves near Nasiriyah. A forensics team is investigating whether they may have been executed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.